Some intend that they'll implement kingdom ideas by first going to get some person with a title to approve of them, and then they can work on it all. Others think maybe they'll get their good ideas moving if they buy a 501c3 number, becoming a tax-exempt nonprofit calling themselves a ministry. Then, then they'll get busy on what God has given them. What if no man gives you any answers, and no one approves and validates you? Will you still chase after Jesus? What if you're never amazing or great, never to stand on a stage somewhere wowing the audience? Will you still chase after Jesus? What if the miracle doesn't happen like you hope and the judge doesn't seriously shorten your sentence? Will you still follow after Jesus? What if that husband or wife doesn't come back? Will you still pursue Christ? What if you pursue the Lord in prayer and fasting, and He asks you to get creative in your searching for Him? Will you get up and go out intent on finding Jesus, the one who holds all the righteous ideas and dreams? Friends, I believe that in the life of every believer, there comes a time when God doesn't allow us to be validated by others, and He'll allow no man to give you the advice you want. Instead, He wants us to go forward solely on what He has spoken to us because He has spoken to us and we believe Him. Doing what is in front of us because God said so, not because we are approved of or are well advised by other people. It is your responsibility to pursue Him. It is your responsibility to find Him and to be a good steward of what He says to you. True, God gives us good advisors to help us, but in the end, the responsibility is with each of us. I want to be responsible with all of what the Lord says to me and never take His words and direction for granted. When we are out of ideas, rather than do a knee-jerk reaction and figure some dismal thing like, God doesn't care about me anymore, kick it out of gear for a moment. Step out of get-or-done mode and be patient. Yes, I know, easier said than done, but being patient and at peace doesn't mean doing nothing. It means be at peace where you are. Keep going in your workaday world until the Lord brightens your imagination. In John 14:18, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. And He didn't say that just to put you off for a while so He could think of something else to do while keeping you spinning on your hamster wheel. Every word Jesus said meant something. Every little micro-communication God made was for our benefit. There was no waste in not anything He did or does. Every lift of His eyebrow, every smile, every breath, every story, every step is for us and for our benefit. He is not just the man upstairs. He has a specific name, Jesus. To call Him the man upstairs lowers Him down to us rather than us rising in Christ to Him. God is very specific. He has a specific name, doing specific things for specific reasons. There is no approximation with the Lord. He doesn't live in a world of more or less and pretty much. When you think you're at the end of the road, it's not the end of the line. In Christ there is more. There is always more. Even when we're old and gray, we've still got something to say. He is the endlessly faceted revelation, so there is no end of possibilities. Evil and wickedness will come to the end of their road and go no more. But those in Christ are continuous because God is never ending and continuous.